You're listening to the Victory Message Podcast, our weekly sermon podcast from Victory Christian Church in Franklin, Indiana. My name is Dalton. I'm the Communications Director at Victory, and I'll be your host for this series. Every week, we post a new episode with the entirety of our Sunday message. You can find the message notes for today's talk on the free Victory app on iPhone, Android, or on our website at victorycc.life. The best way to connect with us is by watching our services live on Sundays. We stream to YouTube, Facebook, and our website and app every Sunday morning at 9 and 10:30 a.m., as well as 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Our live streams include the entire worship service and sermon, and they are a great opportunity to interact with other people who call Victory their home. Well, with that, let's get into this week's message.
In the beginning of 2020, you remember that before COVID? That was a long time ago. 2020, we asked this question, who could we be by the end of 2023? So we dreamed together, what could we do? What could we learn? Who could we maybe become? And I hope that when you think about who you could be by 2023, that you're excited. I hope that you're still excited. I hope that as you prepare your life for this next season of life, I hope you're not thinking, gee, I'm going to need another 3 years, right? I hope that's not. My prayer for you is that this time next year that you will be amazed at all that God has done in and through your life. Now, I will admit to you that my biggest struggle and transformation that God's doing in me, my biggest struggle is my own willingness to trust the process. How about you? I mean, I'll stick with it. I'll work out. I'll do some jumping jacks. Like I'll trust the process if the results are seen, right? But if the results are unknown, if the destination is unknown, if I don't fully see who God wants to shape in me, if I don't see enough progress, I'm just transparent. I struggle to stick with it. How about you? I mean, isn't that true of so many of us that we want to jump ship the moment that we're not happy anymore, the moment we don't feel excitement anymore, and we'll check out, and we just don't stay with it long enough to really see the impact of what God's doing. And the reason that we give up and the reason we're frustrated is because when we face difficulty without seeing progress, it just wrecks our confidence. And so I just want to encourage you as you enter 2022, if you just stick with it for 371 more days, right? Each one of these represents a day. For 371 more days, if you just stick with it for this amount of days, that's a lot. You know, we all agree that a lot of good can happen in 371 days, right? That if you plant your life in the right situations, it has a potential for a great positive or even some negative. I mean, think about it. For 371 days, you can easily train to run a 5K. You could do it. If you just read 6 pages a day, right? By the end of 2022, you could read 12 books because the average book length is 200 pages. You could do it. You could radically transform your soul if every week you placed your life in these environments, like in a small group, if you're using your gifts, if you made it a priority to gather each and every week. If you just invested 52 hours of the next year, of the next 8,904 hours that you are going to live in 2022, right, 371 days is a long time. Now, you could do that, or you could scroll through TikTok. You could watch the news. You could be distracted. But for 5 or 6 minutes a day, at the end of 2022, you could have read the whole Bible. You could have done that, or you could have binge watched Netflix. It's your choice. Just so you know, that goes on the negative list. There's other negatives that you could think about. Like, by the end of this next year, you could be going through a messy divorce. If you invest this wrong, if you didn't protect the relationship, over the course of this amount of days of the next year, you could be partially through a 20-year prison sentence. That could be you, right? I mean, 1 year's a long enough time to get addicted to drugs. You could rack up a mountain of credit card debt. I mean, if you just never watched what you ate, you could pack on an extra 30 pounds easy the next 370-some days. Or you could smoke 7,300 cigarettes. That's like a pack a day. To which you might say, Josh, are you one of those preachers that preaches against cigarettes? Like, what do you mean? Like, well, can I smoke cigarettes and still be a Christian? Like, well, what do you mean by that? Well, will it keep me from going to heaven? To which I'm thinking, oh no, he'll get there much faster than everybody else, right? So just can we all agree 371 days is enough time to do a lot of good and a lot of bad? And so all the way back in 2020, before the pandemic, we had a mission to leverage each one of these 1,095 days that God had given us. And we said back at the beginning that each of these ping pong balls, they represent one 24-hour day. And we just dreamed, if we invested this in the right place, who we could be by 2023. And then we prayed this scripture, God, just teach us to number our days so that we may gain the heart of wisdom. And so as we're here at the end of 2021 and we're evaluating and we're looking ahead, we have 371 days left. And I just don't want you to miss your opportunity of what God could do through you next year. In fact, it doesn't matter if you're a Jesus follower or not. I just don't want you to waste it. Because at the end of 371 days, it will be 2023 and you will lose it. Right? So I just want you to know, who are you going to choose to be? And here's what I know about you. If you don't choose to change anything, if you continue to be stuck in your ways, here's what we've said is simply this. Future you is simply going to be an exaggerated version of current you. Right? So if you just keep doing exactly what you're doing, you'll just be an older version of yourself right now. You're going to be exactly like you, just more set in your ways. And for some of us, that's some really, really good news. Because some of you are very, very generous, and you're caring, and you're driven. And so those things are going to mature as you grow. But if the next 371 days you water jealousy, you feed depression, you cultivate anxiety, that's really, really bad news. Because future you is simply going to be an exaggerated version of current you, no matter what you're doing. And you can be hopeful, but you need to realize that time doesn't change who you are. No, time simply reveals who you are. And we think, oh, it's going to be so much different. We're going to be so much better. But if you make the same decisions, if you are unwilling to forgive, if you're unwilling to stop comparing your life to everybody else, you probably know this from last year. If nothing changes, you'll simply produce a more jaded, skeptical, distrusting future you. Because time doesn't change who we are. It reveals who we are. And that's true. But it doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't. In fact, as we unwrap this year, I don't want something from you. I want something for you. That by 2023, I want you to be able to say, my life is better. I don't want you to stay the same. See, my prayer for you is that 371 days from now that you would be able to say, Josh, my life is actually better. And for that to happen, something has to change. And if you don't want to be just an exaggerated version of your current self, but a better version, something is going to have to change to change the trajectory of your life. And here's what we all really know is change is hard. I mean, change is hard. It's hard to change. And have you ever wondered why it's so hard to change? I'm not just talking spiritually, but like, it's just so hard to change. It's like our lives are like this cinder block, right? What's interesting is it takes a lot to move this cinder block. And the reason for that is we can find Sir Isaac Newton. He's famous for discovering the rules behind gravity. He made another discovery that's true in science. I believe that it's true for us spiritually. He had this theory that we now call the laws of motion. He says objects will remain at rest or in uniform motion in a straight line unless compelled to change by its state by the action of, what's that say right there? An external force. So this is going to stay exactly where it is. Like, there's nothing going to change with this unless a drastic action is taken against it, right? In other words, everything in the universe, every person we meet wants to continue doing whatever it's doing. It doesn't want to change. In fact, that's called inertia. Inertia is the Latin word for lazy, meaning our default is to simply not move. My default, your default is to not change. This block is lazy. It doesn't really want to go anywhere. Why? Well, it's the first law of motion states that everything's lazy. And if everything just stayed the same, if there's no drastic action taken upon this block, 1,000 years from now, it would be sitting in the right place. But if I took this hammer, right, and I applied external force, I could move the block. But it won't move much. Why? Because of the Mass. Because of how it's more set in its ways. And that's why it's easier to change when you're young, right? When you're young, there's less mass, and it can be easily moved with less force, right? All right, now if I moved it, but this is still a brick. I can barely touch this, and this will move. See, it's gonna. So this is if this is our life right now, it's gonna take some drastic action in our life. Now we said this 2 years ago, and I think we kind of need a little bit of a reminder of what we need in our lives, right? Because you and I are just, unfortunately, we're entrenched in our routines. We've maybe been entrenched in a certain pattern of our life, and so it's easier to stay in them. So I want to demonstrate something to you called pressure, something I learned from physics, that when you take this bed of nails, for example, and you were to lay down on the bed of nails, if you were to do that, you'd find out that, oh, Bon Jovi was right. Bed of roses is better than a bed of nails, right? Right, and if you take the top and you put it on top of me and place it upside down and then, yep. Okay, you find out this is going to take a drastic action. My gosh, that's lower than I thought. Okay, and you set the block on the, oh, there we go. All right, and I was supposed to bring you the sledgehammer. Did I treat you well this year, Wreck-It Ron? If everything stays the same, if we don't take any drastic action, nothing's going to change. But in our lives, it's going to take a drastic action, right? Go for it. For things to change. That's what it's going to take. And it takes just that to build momentum. So if you're going to be a new me by 2023, it will take drastic action. So that means that some of you need to break up with somebody. Some of you need to block some numbers on your phone. Some of you need to block some sites on your phone. Some of you need to throw out all of the food in your refrigerator. Like, it's going to take some drastic action. And now, get this, so many of you actually grown in 2020. You really have. In fact, we have someone who attends our church. When I first introduced this concept, they sat where you're sitting today, and they were convinced that the mark of God was laid on their lives that they should quit opioids. And they did in one day. They had withdrawals, but God got them through. It took a drastic action to overcome the inertia. Somebody who sits exactly where you sit, maybe dealing with things that you'll never have to deal with. I'm telling you, it'll take a drastic action to change. And I want you to be able to say, my life is so much better. Because in 2023, because I took a drastic action today. And drastic actions, they create momentum. They do, but the choice is yours. I'm not going to force you to take a drastic action. Because I can't just let you sit there and become future you, just an exaggerated version of current you. The choice is yours, but you get to choose your pain. See, there's pain in staying the same. And there's pain to grow. So I'm not telling you what to do. I just want you to choose. I don't want you to waste your life letting life happen to you. Because which is ultimately more painful, staying the same or changing? You got to choose your pain. Pick your pain. It's up to you. And here's something that we'll find interesting in nature. Come on, son. Come on up here. That if you have an egg, right? If you in nature, if you got an egg, and if you come on, stand right here, set it right here, all right? Now, if change happens from outside force, what happens to the egg? Go ahead and harder. All over me. Perfect. Good. If change happens from the outside, if it's forced from the outside, what happens? Life ends. But if it's the inside force, I want you to wait until the chicken hatches, right? If the egg breaks from inside force, life actually begins. The change needs to take place inside of you. Check out this video because the egg is not going to hatch on you. Yeah, we're not going to wait that long. See, life begins when the change takes place from the inside. And it may take a while, but the choice is yours. Now, before you make the decision, you need to know that earth, wind, and fire, they're not correct. Because time is not on your side, right? No, Steve Miller Band, any fans, they're more correct. Time keeps on slipping into the future. Like it does. And so that means that it's going to take some drastic action in our life to create momentum. But I need to warn you that as we're creating these new priorities, you and I lie to ourselves. Because deep down, we actually believe that transformation happens all at once. That if I tried really hard for the next 3 weeks, I can change. And we think if I was going to change, I would have changed by now. That if change doesn't happen all at once, if life doesn't get easier immediately, we think about quitting because we don't see the progress. We think transformation happens all at once, but we've been lied to by ourselves because transformation starts with one decision. It only starts with one decision, and you have no idea what hangs in the balance of your one decision in the right direction. That one decision that leads to another decision that leads to another decision, because first we make our habits, and then our habits, they make us. And it's time someone told you that you and I have been lied to our whole lives, that there is no magic bullet, there is no secret formula, there is no quick fix, there is no get rich quick, you can't lose 30 pounds in a week. You can buy all the face cream you want, but you can't scrub 20 years off your face with a cream. You can't do it. I wish it was that easy. And I know you don't want to hear this, but what God is growing in you is going to take some time. And if in 371 days from now, if you're going to be able to say, my life is better, then we're going to have to embrace a biblical concept. It's a biblical principle. It's found several places in the New Testament. But today, we're going to look at it the way that Paul teaches it. He teaches it from the book of Galatians. So it's towards the end of your Bible. Paul goes to Galatia, which is modern-day Turkey, around 53 AD. You could read about that in Acts. But later, Paul writes to them, to the Galatians, around 55 to 57 AD. And Paul, who wrote 1 Corinthians 13, and it's all about love. But Paul gets real and raw with the Jesus followers living in Galatia, and he uses warning language. Not because he was betrayed or he's an angry old man. No, he's acting more like a parent warning a child of an oncoming car. And so with that context in mind, I want you to read this. But the problem is, for the last 2,000 years, Christians have been using it as a punishment verse. Maybe you've heard it before. It's Galatians 6, 7. It says, do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. And what's interesting about this verse is that feels different the angrier you say it. Like, do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Like, so you see, this is an important everyday life principle. Like, this is important for the next email you read or the text you send, is you can't interpret tone with text. It says, don't be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows, and whoever sows to please their flesh. So whoever invests their life, and then it's all about their pleasure. Their main goal is to plant their life is in seeking pleasure over purpose, or pleasure over meaning, or pleasure over people. From the flesh will reap destruction. In the end, you and I will not get what we intended. Now, the struggle that we have with this whole sowing and reaping thing, especially as if you're young, say you're 16 or 18 or 20 and you're in the room, and here's what you don't know. As you begin to sow, you don't realize which seeds you're planting sometimes. So you could be unintentionally sowing seeds of unhappiness, and you don't find out until you're 30 and your life is miserable. If you don't realize what you're planting in your life, you could get to your 40s and hate your life. If you don't realize what you're sowing into your life, this can happen to you. And when that happens, you know how you feel? Angry. And you want to blame somebody. You want to blame the school, or you want to blame your spouse, or you want to blame your kids, or you want to blame your boss. And if we're honest with ourselves, we are simply sowing the wrong seeds. This is why it's so important if you're young, because I don't want you to have to spend the next 5 years of getting out of debt. I don't want you to spend 2 years trying to figure out that relationship, or the next 3 years getting out of an addiction. And Christians, when you're trapped in that, Christians will say something to you. They'll go, well, you know, Scripture says you reap what you sow, and you want to knock them out. Well, give me your Bible. I'll show you where to sow it. Maybe you've experienced the truth of that biblical principle. And the passage has been viewed as a punishment verse, but today I want us to see it a little bit differently. I want us to see it as a promise passage. Because there's more to the passage, right? This is a promise if we just continue reading. He says, whoever sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap what? Eternal life. So you know, when we plant our lives to please God, you and I are promised eternity. That when we realize that we exist to please God, we are promised a harvest that we will enjoy, a life that we will enjoy. I mean, this is a promise from Scriptures reminding us. Do you want to reap a life of purpose? Do you want to harvest meaning? Do you want to be full of purpose? Do you want to reap eternal life? Then keep planting your life in the right places. Keep planting your life in the right environments. Keep watering, keep sowing, keep dreaming, keep planting. Stay consistent. And the reason that Paul and so many others use this kind of language is because when the Scriptures were written, get this, they were an agricultural society. And just to know who I'm doing, how many of you have ever planted anything in your life? If you were really planted, you're like, okay, right? And you know, if you do that, you need a pot, and you need a plant, and you need some seeds. And this, you can barely see it, but this right here is a bamboo seed. So this is like agricultural 101. If you plant a seed in the soil, you call that sowing a seed. And our problem is, even though you've planted something, we're really not an agricultural society. We're more like a microwave society. I mean, let's be honest. Have you ever burnt your mouth on microwave food? Anybody? Just me? Come on. Okay, yeah. We're not really an agricultural society. We're a microwave society. And so we are so impatient. I mean, we won't wait for your hot pocket to cool down. So we miss this whole concept of sowing and reaping, And we think, if I was going to change, I would have changed by now. We believe that transformation is going to happen all at once. And maybe you've been faithful to God in the last year. You've made it for a whole year, and you haven't seen any significant change. I want to suggest to you that maybe it's bamboo season. Did you know that once planted, deeply rooted, a bamboo seed tree, it's the fastest growing plant on the earth? It comes from this little seed, but the growth rate is fit for Guinness World Book of Records. It can go to 35 to 40 inches a day. A bamboo stack can grow over 100 feet tall, right? And it's amazing the bamboo harvest can harvest 20 times more than any other tree. Not only that, it spreads its influence. Like, you have a region of bamboo clumps, it can grow up to 3 or 5 feet wide. And every year, the growth of a bamboo tree is record-setting. It just is. But do you know how long it takes to develop its roots? About 2.5 years. It's the fastest growing, but it takes about 2.5 years to develop its roots, meaning that you planted the seed, and for 2 years, nothing happens. You sowed the seed, and for 2 years, you stare over it, and like, nothing's changing. You might have a lot in common with bamboo, but it could be bamboo season, because this year might be your year of transformational growth. You could be amazed about who you become if you plant yourself in the right places, invest your life in the right habits. Other people will be able to look at you and stand back and be amazed, because it is bamboo season. And this might take some time. But Paul warns us. That's why he warns us this next. In this next verse, he says, let us not become weary, right? Because we want to quit when we don't see the progress. Don't become weary in doing good, because at the proper time, who gets to decide who the proper time is for your life? Is it you? No, it's God. At the proper time, we will, not might, not could, we will reap a harvest if what? We do not give up. If we keep sowing, if we keep watering, if we keep dreaming, if we keep planting, if we don't give up. It can be bamboo season. I'm praying that 2022 is bamboo season for you. And as we evaluate this last year, I pray that this next year you will see significant growth. But 2022 is going to be a bamboo season if we stick with it. We can grow by leaps and bounds. In fact, here's the ancient proverb on bamboo. The first year it sleeps, the second year it creeps, the third year it leaps. And so the question I have for you is, you examine your life, what are you planting? Like, no matter what you believe, this is a biblical principle, which means regardless of what you believe, it's true. And you owe it to yourself to at least know, what are you planting? What are you planting in the soil of your life? Because first we plant our habits, and then our habits make us. So as we evaluate where we are before we enter 2022, here's what I know, is that as you plant your life, like, you'll have... You need to look at your priorities, right? And I have these little ping pong balls to represent some of the priorities in our life. right? And if you look at the fullness of your life and you think, hey, I've got to have all of these things in my life, and then I try to be a new me by 2023 and I try to put all of the priorities, it won't fit. But if you want to be able to say from 371 days from now, my life is better, you just need to look at the priorities. You got to figure out what are some of the priorities. And maybe it's God. Maybe it's family. Maybe it's others. Maybe it's a financial priority. Maybe it's a career priority. Maybe it's an educational priority. But you look at your life and it's like, my life is so full it won't fit. And so you have to, what you're going to have to do is pour out the other junk in your life, right? Put the other stuff out of your life. And put your priorities in first. And then, as you plant the rest of your life, it fits. It fits. If you put your priorities first, God, family, others, maybe a financial priority, a career priority, an education priority, it'll fit. And here's what you've discovered already. You can't pray away a bad priority. You can't hope away a bad priority. You can't wish away a bad priority. So if you want to get to a new me by 2023 and you'll be able to say, you know what, my life is better, plant your priorities first. And to do that, it's going to take drastic action because you don't want to change. You have to start planting the right stuff in your life and take some drastic action. That's why some of you need to get baptized. And you're like, you're fully wet. It's a dramatic thing to say to the whole world, I'm soaking wet and saved, a drastic action. Some of you need to join a group, breaking your routine, redirecting your life. It's a drastic action that causes change. Using your gifts to sign up to serve, saying, hey, you can count on me. It's a drastic action. Giving generously. Maybe you're nervous that you won't have enough, but you rearrange your priorities to be a part of what God is doing. It's going to take a drastic action. Don't miss this concept of sowing and reaping, because it can be bamboo season for your life. First we plant our habits, then our habits plant, or first we plant, make our habits, and then our habits make us. But you're going to get tired, so let's not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. So what are you planting? What are you planting? I'm telling you, this message could change your life if you follow Jesus or not. But if you want to transform your life, you need to follow Jesus. Submit to Jesus. See, the message of Christianity is unique. It's unlike any belief system in the entire world, because I'm not preaching self-improvement. Now, my message is not to modify your behavior for you to be a better you. No, a lot of people believe that, but that's a lie. Now, what happens when we buy that lie is we actually never become who God created us to be. The Christian message is the message about total death and to self. Right? And burial and resurrection and transformation through the power and the love and the grace of Jesus. So I just want to ask you, as we enter into this new season, what are you planting? What are you planting? Let's not become weary of doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Would you pray with me? Father, just thank you so much for your word. I thank you for the promises that we have in Scripture. And I pray for everybody under the sound of my voice, that as they invest their life and plant their life in the right soil, in the right place, as they realign their priorities, that it would be bamboo season for them, that they would see growth of leaps and bounds because of what you're doing in their heart and their life in 2022. And may they get to 2023 and be able to say, my life is better. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We're going to continue out the series, and here's what I know is that for every one of us, there's maybe a next step, and we have some people who are already prepared to meet you in the next steps room. You want to know what drastic action you might need to take out the door and to the left if you're in person. If you're online, just simply click the link or text us and let us know how we can develop a conversation with you. And make sure you come back next week. We're going to continue this for 2 more weeks and talk about it being the priorities that we need to place in our life in 2022 so that we can be a new me by 2023. Hope you have a great week.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's Victory Message podcast. If this message has been helpful or encouraging to you in any way, we would love to know. Drop us a review on Spotify, on iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps us out. You can also subscribe so you don't miss out on future episodes. But of course, the best way to spread the word about what Victory is doing is through a personal recommendation. If you enjoy our content and know a friend who would like us or that would find this podcast helpful or encouraging, please give us a share. Keep in mind, this podcast airs a few days after the live recording, so if you would like to experience our full worship service live online, you can do that on our website or on our app every Sunday at 9 or 10:30 a.m., as well as 5 p.m. Eastern Time. If you're around the Indianapolis area, we'd love to see you on campus for one of our in-person services. We also offer a ton of awesome stuff for kids and students, so be sure to check that out on our site for all those details. And if you'd like to partner with us in our vision of connecting people back to God, you can support us financially at victorycc.life/give or by clicking the Give button in our free Victory app. Well, that'll about do it for this week's episode. Join us again next Thursday starting at 8 a.m. for our next message. Until next time, Victory, we don't just go to church. We are the church everywhere we go.